Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports
Index. And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Dr. Sammy. Take it away, good Dr. Sammy.
Yeah. Doc Stanley. Sports and Depth. Dora would love this. Going slow like this. Black Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. It's a Sunday. And it's a little Sunday to me. The Dolphins beat the Patriots in New England. The Giants lose. No, the Eagles. And the Cowboys are flipped out of the playoffs. These are the updates to what's happening around the league. And tell me there was a robbery. Big Brown. Looks like a robbery. Big idea. Danny. Roger. I don't know. It is this as much as see today. Blessings on it. Hey, you know, it's yesterday, 70 years old. That's when I saw Solomon on the train in the Bronx. That's funny. Right now. That's don't have.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, our
Hathaway.
And Kurt Weller. That's what I do. We open the show and thank Lady A from our New York studios for so much for us today. Sent her a
what's this? Just got Lady A.
And I sent what was sent to me from a man, Bishop, Sunday blessings. And wow, it's so small. I know that my Redeemer lives. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous. Job 19:25 and Job 36:7. You know, that's a remarkable story, Job.
The faith he had.
Remember one of the great lines, too, from the book of Job. Though he slay me, I will serve. And today, I got some news of what happened yesterday. Lady A, she graciously report of the information she had for us. And one of my doctors today is, death needs no explanation, just a notation. What you can really do without. Yesterday, at 72 years old, we're the fine champions, one of the astute boxers of our time and generation, Saul Manby, passed away. And I remember the last time I saw Saul, he was on a train, on the 4 train, and soon we stopped and chatted for a while. Always just a very humble guy. You know, you wouldn't think his demeanor was that of a fighter, and more so a world champion fighter. Let's do the bells for the Lady A for the update on that. Let's go back to Lady A today. Boy, look, watching some NFL games, you know, on my, but the Dolphins come back and beat the Patriots in Foxborough 27-24. Packers get a field goal to close out the game. They become 13-3. They beat the Lions, and the Eagles beat the Giants. Clinched division 8-8. That doesn't say a lot. I think it says more about the Eagles, though, at 8-8 than it would have been the Cowboys, who were 8-8 and won the division. But the Cowboys actually lost their season. Jets won today, 2-13-10. There was a final against the Buffalo Bills. And that's the way the Cowboys lost their season. I remember NFL Ed was saying, we were watching the game, it was 4-2. Cowboys selected not to go for the field goal. And got stopped. Their kicker later on kicked a 59 67-yard field goal, but missed a 37-yard. He might have missed that one for the fourth and two, who knows. But that was a football game. The field goal they didn't take and the field goal they didn't make. And that's their season. That there would have made them, they win that game. So they're 8-8, they're 9-7, they win the division. They lost the Minnesota game. Coaches don't win games, they lose them. I've always said that. Docs-ism. Wisdom. Gary, I remember they're playing Minnesota and Dak Prescott passes them down to about the 17-yard line. And he decides to go with Ezekiel Elliott, who didn't live up to the contract raise. No question about it. I don't know where he finished in the rushing lineup, you know, third, second level, but didn't live up to it. Somebody said, too, that the Cowboys had gotten away from being a running team. And, well, all the naysayers and stuff. Remember Jim A. Smith today? They were talking about the Cowboys 3-0, look at Super Bowl bound. Cowboys record after 3-0, 5-8. 5-8. Lost to the likes of the Jets. shouldn't have lost the Minnesota game. But coaches don't win games, they lose them. Guys got to be going. I'm where the kickers are going. They lost a couple of games. That was one of them that the kicker lost for them. And I'm talking about kicks that should have been made. I think the Minnesota game was another game. But when Gary decided to get rid of him, it was too late. Boss is out the barn. The barn's burned down now. And you're talking about, well, maybe we'll close that gate. Well, that's all he got left is the gate. And he should have closed it. Wow. So Cowboys flipped out. The Dolphins beat the Pats, who were in the playoff. Kansas City wins again. Green Bay, 13-3. Wow. Big game going on now. Seattle Seahawks against the I'm trying to get up there now for you. Against the Jacksonville 49ers. Lady A, let's go to some stuff here too that I got updates on stuff. Yeah. So our man, he's 72 years old. Actually, he passed on December 19th. So this is late news. I'm thinking he finally got the word got to us about that. The Knicks blew out the Nets, and they've been playing better since Fizdale. The head coach is fired. That kind of seems to happen. The team starts playing better when the coach is fired. Paul Frazier said something I'll never forget at the press conference when he faced the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he said, hey, you know, you can't fire the team until you fire the coach. And that's the case. But, I mean, in this case, you gave a guy a horrible team. And Patrick Ferrar talked about that. You give a black coach a horrible team, and then when it starts to get a little better, still a bad team, you bring in a white guy, and all of a sudden he gets all the credit for the elevation. Well, what can I say? We know the Cowboys got eliminated from the playoffs when the Giants lost to the Eagles. You know, you kind of rough when you depend on the Giants to be the entrance. Tennessee won. They clinched the playoff berth. And Buffalo, there we're playing the Houston Texans in the first round. And Tennessee will play the Kansas City Chiefs for the first round. Well, don't expect you to go any further than that, gentlemen. Boston, Buffalo may be a better chance against Houston than Tennessee has against the Chiefs, in my estimation. We know the Patriots lost to the Dolphins, and now the only is 13-3. They're the third seed. Look at the update on the Seattle and 49ers game. Marshall Lynch is back with the Seahawks. Wow. He should have ran him in the Super Bowl. You know, it's too late now. I mean, what's he going to do? I mean, Pete Carroll shouldn't have a job in pro football. It's that simple. You know, you blow that kind of game. I've said that. The owner should have just, hey, man, you know, you and your staff, leave anything with Seattle. You have a locker room. Get on the plane before I change my mind. You're gone. Shouldn't have a job in pro sports. And we don't know the underlying fact. Lynch said, you know, they probably didn't want a black guy being the hero. Malcolm Butler made the interception, but the MVP went to Tom Brady, who said himself, Brady is such a great class guy that the MVP should have went to Butler. I think he gave the truck to Butler. Butler later on was cut by the Patriots. I mean, you know, it's remarkable. I think if it had been a different other complexion, he'd always had a job with the Patriots, you know. Kitchens, the rumor you're getting fired by the Browns. You know, Baker Mayfield, his biggest attribute actually right now is winning the Heisman. Doesn't anything else like that. Lady said the Browns haven't been anything realistically outstanding since Jim Brown. You know, people forget Bill Belichick coached the Browns for a while. This genius, his intellect. You know, he was the coach of the Browns for a while. Well, he wound up in New England to turning down the New York Jets job in that situation. Well, let's just get some updated scores for you. And I think the biggest score we want right now is we want to, we want some NFL football updates. And
the game is scheduled for on the 19th of January 2020 for the exact time and teams have.
NFL football updates. And let's get some updates for you.
The 49ers are leading the Seahawks 13-0 at halftime. The Colts lost to the Jaguars 38-20. The Eagles beat the Giants 34-17. For other games, try asking about a particular team.
Okay, Colts. Wow. They're playing so well. We're leading. The Jaguars beat them 38-20. Giants lost by double figures. They got 17 points. The Eagles got 34 points. That was that. Seahawks are trailing the 49ers at halftime, 13-0. The Seahawks beat the Seattle Seahawks, and they'll get my nod of legitimacy. I think they're much like the Rams last year who really showed, well, they got 3 points in the Super Bowl, and this guy gets a contract extension. They shouldn't have been there, because we know that horrible call. New Orleans. It's sad and touching as how Weston says, who's a close friend of Sal Mamby, that the instant replay shows you blew the call. And I mean, the people, it's like, I remember a kid threw a no-hitter, and it was a bad call by the first base umpire. And Bill Madden said, well, that was a very simple situation. The crew chief who saw him out, just call him out. Just call him out. You know what I mean? And the next day, supposedly, you know, everything was all right. They met with the kid bringing the lineup. What's bringing the lineup card does? You know, what's all this? The lineup card. Wow, big deal. So what? You get more money, or you got two strikes? You know, he apologized. Boom. I understand why it couldn't have been reversed. A lot of things I don't understand, though. Update, the 49ers leading the South Seahawks 13-0. Giants, who tied the game up 10-10 at one time, perpetrating a fraud. Eagles beat them 34-17. And Colts lost to the Jaguars 38-20. Interesting. Everything lines up. Anything's going to be a very interesting playoff scheme with the wins and the losses and certain teams playing there. So if the Ravens are healthy, nobody beats the Ravens. But that's the whole key in sports. You've got to be healthy. And we'll see what happens with that. Doc Stanley's posting that block by Greater Trust and Garden. We're not going to be long today. And we're going to let Marvin Gaye have his say before we get on our way, like we always do here. And then we'll be gone. Doc Stanley's posting that block by Greater Trust and Garden Radio Network. And a lot of studio problems today. I want to apologize. I don't know what's happening here. Things moving, they're not working. And I'm kind of upset by the whole inefficiency of what's going on here in my studio today. We will get in and hope everybody had a good holiday. At the same time, we want to extend blessed and best wishes for a happy new year. Okay? And now, Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way. Mr. Gaye, please.
I want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow,
no.
bells won't be ringing,
who really cares,
who is willing to try,
To save a world
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
It fills me with sorrow.
Children today,
really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
We can't stop living.
Live.
live for life.
But let me live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to love, you can love. Save the babies. Oh, it must be hard. You can't see it. You will save the babies. All of the children.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible: in God we trust. I held it for a moment, then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust." Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. We're lost
I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Truck and God Radio Network. And the straw that stirs the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good doctor.
Everything's put together now. That's what's getting ready to go. Alright, but hey, we get ready to go on. With a big rock. There's a time when you have to love it.
I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. She walks, she's like